was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I am exceedingly glad that God is here today. He's here to bless and he's here to do us good. Father in heaven, we are grateful that you're God and God alone. We are grateful, Lord, that you are here in our presence with us today. We thank you for your presence in this place. As we come to worship and to lift up your name, we pray that our hearts may be blessed. We pray, Heavenly Father, that if there's anything, Lord, just about anything that would have prevented your presence from being in this place, you may remove it from our hearts right now. May you open up our hearts that we may receive the blessings that are in store for us as a people today. Hasten the footstep of those who are on their way so they may share as a part of this blessing that's going to be abounding here in this place. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. And we pray that this service may be successful and your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You know, when you live a Christian life and people know that you profess to be a Christian, there are times when you're called upon. And it seems since we began having our prayer service on Wednesday night, I've been getting more calls or texts for me to pray for someone. It is very touching to know that someone believes that your prayers, when you pray for them, that God will answer their prayers. On Thursday of this week, I received a text. And the text says, would you please pray for my dad? He's in the hospital. He is unconscious. This text came all the way from New York. The young lady is the mother of two of my grandkids. Some time ago, I spoke to her, and she's a Catholic. That's the religion that she professed. But then she started asking me about Seventh-day Adventists. She didn't know what Seventh-day Adventists believe in. And so I began to tell her what we believe. Her and my son is not together, but she still keep in touch with me. And so last week when she called me, or Thursday when she texted me and asked me to pray for her dad, and so that was not good enough for me, so I decided I would call her and speak to her on the phone. She was very upset. Her dad is 65 years of age. He's in the hospital in Boston, unconscious. And so I promised her that I would pray for him. His name is Noel. And then yesterday I was outside doing the lawn, and after I finished, I looked at my phone and there was another text from her. And that text says, can you give me a scripture that I can say to my dad? To me, that was very touching. She said, I just want to tell him something, but I don't know what to tell him. In response, I text her back and I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is all of us shepherds today. We're all going through something. It might not be debt. It might be finances. We're all going through something. But the Lord promised that he will be with us. That though we go through the rivers, through the floods, I'll be with you. Do we believe that God is with us this morning? Do you believe that he will never leave us nor forsake us? Those are his words. And if he says it, I have no other choice but believe it. And so this morning, as we come before him with our supplications, I want you to leave it at the altar. Don't give it to him and then take it back when you walk out the door, because then you're not giving it to him. You're not believing that he can answer your prayers. And so this morning, those who has special requests, I'm going to ask you to come before the throne of grace this morning. I think Brother Elder Eximenes had a special prayer request for someone that... Oh, yes, Jade. She is, in fact, I spoke to her this morning. She's been sick all week. She's been, well, it's Thursday. She said she was throwing up for about 2 hours nonstop. She went to the hospital, and they haven't found anything wrong, so she is back at home this morning. So we can remember Jade. I'm sure you know who Jade is, the young lady that stands by the door. Greet you as you come in. Is there any other special requests, spoken or unspoken? Okay, those of you who feel the need to come before the altar this morning, let us do so as we petition God in prayer. Also, we need to remember Brother McCord. He is sick. He is not feeling well all this week. Matter of fact, he called me early this morning and told me he wasn't coming to church because he wasn't feeling good. So we know that God still hears and still answers prayer. And then we have Sister Paula has a special request. Okay, Sister Fulton, Dwayne's her husband's mother. She might have lung cancer. We want to petition the throne of grace for her this morning. God still answers prayer. He might not answer the way you want him to answer, but he still answers prayer. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So let us petition him this morning. Those in the congregation, I'm going to ask you to either stand with us, or those who feel comfortable to kneel, kindly do so. God of heaven, creator of heaven and earth, the one who spoke and it was done, you commanded and it stood fast. It is to this God that we pray this morning, because we know that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we can be saved. And so, God, as we call upon you this morning, we know that your ear is still open wide to hear our supplications. Lord, we thank you that you still love us. Lord, even though we wander away from you, you promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, you heard the request this morning of those who are sick and need healing. We pray especially, Lord, for Brother Fulton's mother. Lord, we ask that you will go by her bedside or wherever she is at this time. Touch her body and make her whole. Father, we know that you can do it because you did it in the past. Lazarus was dead, Lord, and you went to the grave and you brought him back to life. And so we know that you still have that same power. So we claim in the victory this morning. And then, Lord, we pray for Noel as he lay up in his hospital bed. Lord, you can do all things. But, Lord, most of all, I pray that If you restore his health, Lord, that he will give his life to you. And then I pray for his children. Lord, may they too turn their lives of wrong and realize that you are the God of heaven and that they should give you their praise. Lord, we pray for Jade. Lord, we don't know what's wrong, but you are the great physician. So at this very moment, I'm asking you to go by her home and touch her body and make her whole. There are many unspoken requests, hands that have went up. Lord, you know what the requests are. We ask that you will answer it according to your divine mercies. And oh God, we pray for this little church at the corner of Indian and Iris, Imani Praise Fellowship. Lord, may we be light bearers for you in this dark world of sin. We look around and we see so many things that is happening. Tsunami, Lord, so many lives have gone down just this past week. All these signs tell us, oh God, that your coming is soon. And so we need to get our lives together today because we do not know at what hour we will be called away from this earth. But Lord, we want to be among those that will be ready when you come. So help us to live our lives each day as if it was the last minute on this earth. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We pray for the missing members this morning. Lord, wherever they are, come by them. Lord, if they're being discouraged, we ask that you will send your angel to encourage them and let them know that this is the way, walk ye in it. We bring before you our manservant. Lord, you have brought your words many times before. And so today we ask that you will anoint him in a special way, that the words that he speak will be words from on high. And Father, if there's things that you bring to his memory and he should forget what he has on paper, Lord, let him deliver what you have spoken to him. And then, oh God, we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. And then finally, when time on earth is no more, when you shall burst the splendors of heaven with thousands and thousands and ten thousands of angels, oh God, may we all look up and say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us in his salvation. But Lord, help us that as we wait, we will do your work. We will tell others of your soon coming, so that we can take others along with us, our friends, our family, even those that are our enemies. Father, grant us the peace that passeth all understanding, so that when the world look at us, Lord, they will want to know how come with all the stress and trials that are going around, you are in such peace. We are because we have put our hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. So God, we ask now to keep us, for we cannot keep ourselves. And then save us in your kingdom. We ask this in the mighty, precious, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Let everyone say, amen. Amen.
He's all right, he's all right with me. He's all right, he's all right, he's all right with me. He's all right, he's all right, he's all right with me. He's all right, he's all right, he's all right with me. He's just all right, he's just all right, he's just all right with me.
Come on, let's worship the Lord. Is he all right? Come on. Give praise. He's still worthy of it.
Yeah.
sometimes, but the devil is a liar. He can only trouble us for a little while longer. Because when the praises go up, the blessing comes down.
Hey, it's praise time. I don't know if you can tell, but it's praise time, people.
Give him your best, because that's all he ever gives us, is his best. So give him your best praise. Come on, Ezekiel. Come on, Ezekiel. Let the devil know he's not welcome here. Service, you know, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Now, I don't know, it's the first time I'm seeing him, but I believe I'm looking at Caleb's dad. Come on, did you stand up? Because you know, God always wants to restore families, man. And I want you to know that we are so glad that you are here with your family. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to be one of the first to come and meet you, my brother. Come on, praise God. Welcome. Good. What's your name?
My name's Clejean.
Clejean, you heard a lot about me. I heard a lot about you, man. But don't believe what you heard about me, man, because God's going to write a new story. Amen. Hey, man, we just want you to know this is the place, man, where our Lord wants you and your family to be. This is the place where I come. I come all the way from San Diego because I want to be with the people of God. I want to stand next to Jesus, man. And so I just want to encourage you as you are back. I know that's your dad. I can see you look just like him. Amen. He's going to watch you. So let him watch you follow Christ. Because if you follow Christ, you, the mama, Alicia, and your son will all be in glory. And that's where we want you to be, man. Follow Christ. Amen. All right, all right. If there's anything we can do to help you, man, let us know. Amen. Because we all need help. Amen. Now, we got a reason to praise God. Now, God is all right. I know we all go through it, and we all are going through it, but you know what? We're closer to the end than when we first begun. That's what we got to understand. And if we keep our eye on Christ, a person who I know was anointed had a vision of a little company that made it to glory. And the only way they made it, and there's a famous painting, if any of you might know what I'm talking about, that painting, but the road got very narrow. See, broad is the road to hell. But the road to glory is a winding, steep, and small and narrow road. Many are called, but few are going to be chosen. That's the reality. But you can be chosen. All you got to do is keep your eye on Christ. Amen. And follow his footsteps, and it's guaranteed. Keep your eye on Christ. Follow his footsteps, and it's guaranteed. We just have a few more hills and a few more mountains, and we're going to be home.
Amen, 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 amen. I don't know if you can tell, but it's praise time. Anybody been praising him already? Is that okay? Is that okay to praise him before the allotted praise time that we have in the service? Amen. It's always praise time because God is always good. Amen. We've been praising him on the cymbals and the timbrels and the dance. Ain't that what it says in the Bible? Amen. Anybody know a song called Victory is Mine? We're going to take it back today. If you know that song, you can stand up and you can sing with us today, amen? If you have victory, please stand up and sing with us, amen? Clap your hands. You can stomp your feet. Victory, victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Love is mine, love is mine, love today.
happy to praise him? Amen. I'm happy to praise him. I got a voice. I got arms and fingers and toes and legs. I can jump up and down and dance if I feel like it. But you know what? This has gotta go a little bit further than the pews, amen. I was listening to a song this week. He said, I'm so tired of hearing about talk. If this spirit of God is real, that you can get up and jump up and fall out and all that type of stuff, then that same God should be able to prepare you out of your seats and into the streets, amen. That same spirit that blesses us should be blessing us to go out into the city, amen, and out into the streets and tell people about Jesus. It's not just for us, it's for other people, amen. You guys know a song called Blessed? If you know it, can you stand up? Because we ain't done yet, amen. I know y'all need to get your exercise. I know all of us need some exercise, amen. How many of you guys are blessed? If you're blessed, let me see you wave your hand. If you're blessed, let me hear you say, blessed.